This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and well, as the show name might indicate to you, you're able to call in and talk about what you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live's live every single day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are, you can figure it out. I know you, if you can get access to a computer, which means you could probably listen, at freetalklive.com, you can listen. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Guys, I am back from the warm and sunny beaches of Sarasota, Florida. And I got to say, you know, seeing all this dirty, shoved around snow, I didn't miss it.
Oh, today's like a paradisical compared to the past few weeks.
Yeah. It's, well, winter can't go soon enough as far as I'm concerned.
But what about second winter and third winter?
Indeed.
And all the other ones?
I don't know how many nor'easters we've had this year, and they just keep on coming. When we started Free Talk Live long, long ago, for those that have listened to Free Talk Live any period of time, it wouldn't surprise you that we're libertarians. There's a couple of books that were very formative for the show. So one of them was Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. And I don't think that it is too radical of us to say that on this show that we're basically, you know, sort of to some extent Ruartian libertarians.
Well, you, Ian and you, Mark, are the progenitors and the principals of the show. And I know Ian was always singing her praises and the praises of that book.
Indeed, and it is it's a book well worth checking out. But Dr. Mary Ruart has not rested on her laurels and has written yet another book, and she sent me an email, which, you know, I love to get emails from Dr. Ruart, and she said she had a book that's coming out. It doesn't exist in dead tree form at this point, but it's on its way very, very soon. Dr. Ruart, are you with us?
I am, and thanks for having me on the show. It's a delight.
Thank you so much for coming. Tell us about the book. I know nothing.
Okay, well, it's very exciting because I don't think there's anything like it on the market right now. It's called Death by Regulation, How We Were Robbed of a Golden Age of Health and How We Can Reclaim It. And basically, it's really about the 1962 amendments to the Food and Drug Act.
Okay.
So it's about the FDA and the power that it got in 1962 and how it has, because of these amendments, has shaved 5 to 10 years off each of our lives. And this isn't just pie in the sky. I was actually able to extract from published data different studies that show the way that, that a lot of our health has been inhibited by these amendments. The prevention a dynamic has been changed. It used to be that we would get life-saving information about nutrients, and now a lot of it is suppressed or censored by the FDA. It takes, instead of taking 4 years to get a drug to the marketplace from the lab bench, it now takes closer to 13 or 14 years. That's
right.
A huge increase. And innovation has been slashed about 50 to 80%. These amendments have really destroyed what should have been our golden age of health. And in the book, I go through, you know, all the different ways in which it has done that, because there are many, many ways that these amendments worked, and they're living law. They keep metastasizing. So every year it gets worse and worse.
I know that right now they recently passed the right to try. So the idea is that
that failed.
Did it fail?
Yes.
Okay. The idea is that the FDA is to some extent getting some level of pushback from the public. So it sounds like this is a very timely in its release. Did you plan it that way in any way?
No, it just took a long time to write. So it finally made it to the publisher, and I expect to have books on April 10th. The exciting thing for your listeners today is that I'm taking pre-orders, and if you order a book before the release date of April 10th, you can get $60 worth of free gifts that will allow you to, for example, get discounts on my website or free books that are coming in digital form, and you get those right away. And the wonderful thing about it is, of course, the book is $27.99, so you're actually getting more than the value of the book when you make the purchase. And your listeners can go to deathbyregulation.us and read about all the bonuses and, of course, get a little more information about the book.
So, you say in it that there's something that, what we can do about it is, that, you know, in some way or another, our lives have been shortened. And I presume you're talking about from their potential, not, you know, from the length that people lived in the 60s. But is this something that individually, like sort of nutrients that one can consume to keep their lives longer, or is this ways in which you know, us, the public, can confront those in the FDA and Congress and all that other stuff? How I'm curious.
Yes, it's a little bit of everything, because of course one of the things that I couldn't calculate was how many lives have been lost due to prevention.
Sure.
In the book, I go through some of the nutrients that help us live longer. One person has estimated that if we had proper vitamin D levels, for example, we'd live another 2 years longer. But there's so much that can't be calculated there that, you know, I don't have numbers for that. But what I do have numbers for is what has happened to the drug industry. So when you have a 13-year or 14-year development time instead of a 4-year development time, you can calculate that about 15 million Americans have died prematurely just waiting for life-saving drugs to get to the market. And then if you make a very conservative estimate about what the decrease in innovation has done, that's another 26.7 million. And then if you look at the censorship of life-saving information for older drugs, just for one of them, aspirin, you get 1.7 million people dying prematurely. So when you add this all up, about half of the people who have died since 1962 have probably lost 10 years of their lives. But these are conservative estimates, and they don't include the impact on prevention. And so if you think it through a little bit, you quickly realize that we've all been affected and all lost loved ones to these amendments and probably have lost 5 to 10 years of our lives.
Now, Dr. Ruart, you mentioned some amendments passed in 1962, and I'm actually on the FDA website right now where they're on a page talking about, you know, the history of regulations, where they tell, you know, regulation is this great, wonderful thing. And they mentioned the Kefauver-Harris drug amendments of 1962.
Yes.
And one of the things says in the years before, or rather, I lost my place here, after these amendments went through, the marketing of a drug had to be approved by the FDA?
That's right. That's right. So, you know, there's been a lot of complaints about the prices of new drugs. And if you look at how much we pay at the pharmacy versus what the regulatory costs are, there's a direct correlation, not just in R&D, but in manufacturing and advertising, because these amendments gave the FDA power over that. And as it's been harder and harder to take a drug to market, investors are asking for a larger return on their money. So profits also are influenced by these amendments. So it's really, and I tried to calculate what the difference would have been if these amendments had never passed. The closest I could get to it was about a 40-fold difference. So that means, you know, we're paying many times what we should be at the pharmacy.
Right. And I know from speaking to you in the past, Dr. Ruart, that you were involved in the industry somewhere around this time frame. You knew what it was like before and after. Is that correct?
Pretty much. You know, the amendments didn't really kick in until the 1970s.
Okay.
And I was, because there were a lot of lawsuits. And I can, but this...
Hold on. Just hold on that for 1 second, if you would, Dr. Ruark. This is Free Talk Live, and if you've got any questions for Dr. Ruark, please call in with them. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3 here on Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Pretty live this Sunday. Monday evening. It is Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And we're talking to Dr. Ruart about her new book, Death by Regulation. And Dr. Ruart has been in the drug sort of creation industry for some time. She's also a one-time presidential candidate.
Two-time
presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Dr. Ruart, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Before we get back into our questions, are you going to run in 2020?
No, I don't think so. I'm much more focused on my writing. That's where I think I can do the most good.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to find the next principled libertarian out there. And thank you for all your work you've done in the past. So, Daryl, you had questions about the marketing of drugs in the 1960s.
Right. So I'm still curious about this wording here from the FDA's website saying that basically the FDA has to approve the marketing of drug, and I'm wondering if the wording here, if in FDA language, marketing means something other than what marketing means in, say, the radio and TV business, because I'm thinking this means that the FDA has to approve all of the commercials that wind up being run.
That's correct, and also the package insert that goes into the the box that has the pills in it. And basically, there's usually kind of some conflict there, there's some back and forth, and that really increases the cost of getting these ads out, as you might imagine.
So the FDA, I'm just curious, do they have a specific department of the FDA that watches the commercial of somebody running through fields of sunflowers and then, take this. Side effects may include diarrhea, dizziness, death, all of these other horrible things. But there's still the lady running through sunflowers.
Well, actually, that's mostly due to the FDA. What happens is because the FDA can seize all the drugs, if an ad goes out and they don't like it, the drug companies generally submit their ads in advance to the FDA, and the FDA critiques them, tell them what they can and cannot do. I remember when Upjohn, which is the company I worked for, wanted to advertise Rogaine for hair loss for men, and the FDA wouldn't initially let the ads say anything about hair loss. So what you did is you saw a balding man walking on the beach and saying, if you have some hair loss problem, talk to your doctor. That's all they could say. And again, the other bad thing about this is that the FDA does not consider that commercial speech is protected by the First Amendment. So if they don't like what you say, they can come after you and claim, for example, for like the cherries and walnuts, the manufacturers or the producers, I should say, of cherries and walnuts started putting things on their website saying, this ingredient that's in our walnuts or in our cherries has been shown to be very beneficial to your health. And then they cite a scientific paper. Well, according to the FDA, if you make a health claim about a food or a vitamin, it makes that product a drug that needs to go through these, 13 to 14 years of regulatory red tape before you can say that.
Wasn't there something not too long ago where Cheerios wound up coming under some scrutiny?
Yes, Cheerios got hit too, because they were claiming that if you ate Cheerios, the studies had shown that, with a regular healthy diet that, you could decrease your cholesterol a little bit more than if you didn't have Cheerios in your diet. And they, that they considered that a health claim. And so they told them they couldn't do that. And the sad thing about this is people have died because of this. And I'll give you an example, because these amendments were passed to protect babies from deformities that were happening with a drug called thalidomide in Europe. But here in the U.S., these amendments created the American thalidomide. And the way they did it is that in the early 1980s, we knew that the B vitamin, folic acid, would protect babies against what we call neural tube defects. It's a type of birth defect that's very severe. Usually the children are institutionalized or they don't survive. And so the FDA told the folic acid manufacturers that if they talked about this at all, that they would shut them down.
Right. It's a claim, right?
Yeah, exactly. And even when the Center for Disease Control, another government agency, in the early 90s started recommending to young women that they take folic acid because you needed it in the first 2 months of pregnancy when most women don't even know that they're pregnant,
right.
The FDA threatened to shut them down again. And so it wasn't really until about 12 years after we had this information that it really became public knowledge. And in the meantime, something around 10 to 15,000 babies were needlessly born with these deformities, and many more were aborted because you can test for this, when what we call in utero, when the baby's still in the mother. So that was very tragic. And this is, I'm only giving one single example. Just imagine how many health claims that nutritional products should be able to make.
I'm thinking of two off the top of my head. Water cures dehydration.
Yes,
and oranges prevent scurvy.
Well, the scurvy is allowed. The scurvy thing is allowed, but not probably for foods. And what happens,
vitamin C?
Yeah. Okay. When I was working in the industry, we didn't have all these genetic manipulations to create diseased animals. And our rats were so healthy, they never got sick because we had titrated their nutrition, right? So the way we made them sick and have diseases similar to that of humans is we took away their vitamins. Or we overwhelmed their bodies with high carbohydrates or high fat diets.
Oh, so you fed them the classic American diet.
Yes. So basically what all the researchers knew was, hey, optimal nutrition is very important for good health. And so we were careful. Now the MDs in the group generally didn't have this information. So they were still smoking and drinking, being overweight, not exercising, all of that. So, nutrition, optimal nutrition is extremely important. And when the FDA disallowed these claims, several things happened. One is the drug companies, which were actually putting out like one-a-day multiple vitamins or Upjohn had unicaps and were actually getting very involved in the nutrition scene, had to back away because obviously the FDA was going to require them to go through 13 to 14 years of regulatory red tape if they wanted to make claims for their nutritional products. So they just, stopped.
Right. And you just can't make, some fish oil or whatever your nutritional product is, you just can't make that profitable enough to make this 13 or 14 years and billions of dollars into testing work.
Not usually, but actually, it was interesting. Someone in the drug industry decided that they would tweak fish oil a little bit so they could get a patent on it and then take it through the process.
Okay.
And now fish oil, if you get prescription fish oil, you pay about 10 times as much as you will for good quality fish oil on the open market.
I've got questions about this prescription fish oil. Dr. Ruark, can you hang with us for another segment?
Sure.
If you have any questions, too, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Really honored to have Dr. Ruart here on Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Doing an interview here with Dr. Ruard about her new book, Death by Regulation, at deathbyregulation.us. Is that right, Daryl?
I believe that's what she said. Deathbyregulation.us.
Bring her back on so she can yell at us.
And it's currently on pre-sale. I believe she said publication date was April 10th.
Is that right, Dr. Ruard?
That's correct. So what we're going to do is collect all these pre-orders, and on April 10th, we will put them all in Amazon at the same time in an attempt to get Death by Regulation on the Amazon bestseller list. So we're really hoping that you and your listeners will be excited about getting the $60 worth of free gifts to pre-order and help us put this on the map, so to speak, at Amazon, because once that happens, Amazon starts advertising it as well. And the great thing about this from a libertarian standpoint is this is one of the best demonstrations of how bad regulations can be. In fact, I think this is the most deadly regulation that we've ever had. It's killed, you know, about 30 times more people than have died in all the wars that we've ever had since the start of our country.
Jeez. I would like Free Talk Live to be involved in this in some way. If you could just send an email to me at mark@freetalklive.com after we get off the air here and explain, what all the ins and outs of it are. We'll just do live reads. I want to make this happen. But so how does it work as far as Amazon goes? What do we have to achieve to get you notoriety there? I don't know how their formulas work.
Well, I don't know exactly, but we did this before for Healing Our World back in 2005. And then we sold, I think, maybe 500 books, and we got to number 5 in nonfiction and number 1 in several political science categories. I'd like to see if we can get number one in nonfiction, although it would take about 1,000 orders. We're not there yet. So I think we have a ways to go, but with the help of you and your listeners, we can make it happen.
And I don't know if anybody outside of the Amazon programmers that calculate their algorithm really know how their algorithms actually work, but there are things to where the more sales you have, the higher up you are, and then the higher you are, the longer the period of time that they calculate sales, whereas if you only have, you know, a couple of book sales over, you know, say the last month, and then you don't have anything, then you're going to fall in the ratings a lot faster than if you're sitting at number five and then you go a day without selling a book.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So it's a really complex formula that, again, nobody really knows, but if you look at what is where, you know, you can kind of figure out that the things that are at top tend to stay there a little bit longer, even if they're not necessarily as popular now as they were a month ago.
Yeah, I think that, Dr. Ruud, if I may, I think that the claims that the book makes as far as what has happened in the past and shows how the FDA has, you know, basically harmed people, killed people, killed tens of millions of people through its regulations, is good libertarian reading, but probably my guess is that people want to know the things that they can do to extend their lives now, the things they can do to stop this, the stuff that's going on with the FDA, and the book contains all that too, correct?
Yes, I give some examples of nutritionals, and I also tell people where to go to get more information because, of course, especially for the layperson, they need an easy source. And, of course, Life Extension Foundation is one of those. It's run by libertarians, as you probably know.
Yep.
And it had a big tangle with the FDA when it introduced Coenzyme Q into the U.S. market. The FDA came after the founders. They wanted to jail them. Luckily, they weren't able to, and I say, luckily, it was actually, I think, the first big victory against the FDA. And now people who take statins are told to take Coenzyme Q, which is a nutritional product, because it actually helps alleviate the side effects of statins. If that product had been taken off the market, if the founders of Life Extension had ended up in prison as the FDA wanted them to, you know, we would not have the knowledge today probably about Coenzyme Q and the statins. So I'm very, very glad that didn't happen.
So, Dr. Ruud, I want to go back. There was something you had mentioned in the last segment about somebody that wound up tweaking some fish oil in some way so that they could patent that.
Yes,
and
yes.
Now there's a prescription fish oil. What differentiates prescription from over-the-counter on fish oil specifically?
Well, you know, the fish oil is a little tricky. What they did is they attached different molecules. There were two companies that did this. They attached extra, you know, chemistry to the active ingredients in fish oil. And the body, when it sees that, it just takes that extra group off. So it's what we call a prodrug. And now these two companies are the only ones that can go to doctor's offices and talk about their fish oil product. Even though there is a person, Dr. Barry Sears, who developed the Zone Diet, who has something, a fish oil product that has fewer PCBs, which is a contaminant, in it than the prescription fish oil. But if he were to go to a doctor's office and say, you know, my fish oil is better because it doesn't have as many contaminants, he would probably be thrown in jail. You know, he would be acting against the law because you can't talk to doctors in their offices about your products and try to sell them unless you've gone through these regulatory hoops. So, in other words, we have a lot of people paying a lot of money for prescription fish oil that don't need to. They could go to someone else and get fish oil that is pure, but doctors aren't able to be educated about that in their offices. If they happen to read it somewhere, that's something else. But, you know, the people who are selling pure fish oil are not allowed by law to approach doctors and try to sell them the product.
What other, I have heard you say in the past that fish oil is probably a better choice than not to have fish oil as far as these things go. What are some of the other nutritional things that people can, add to their diet to see some kind of benefit?
Well, there's a lot of benefit to having vitamin D, especially if your levels are low. Obviously, it's better to measure your levels and find out where you are before you start taking them. But vitamin D is a very, it's actually more of a hormone than a vitamin. We call it vitamin D because we discovered it as a, as something that prevented a deficiency disease. But,
I know it's very difficult to get good vitamin D as far as a supplement goes.
Well, and that's one of the reasons I recommended the Life Extension Foundation to my readers and your listeners, because they do make sure that their products are pure. They make sure that they're absorbed. Unfortunately, there's a lot of nutrients that don't absorb very well, and the Life Extension Foundation works very hard to make sure their products are good products. And, in fact, they also review a lot of the drugs that come out when, you know, they feel there's a benefit for them, and actually put together these disease treatment protocols. And so, like, for example, if you have cancer or heart disease, you can go to their website and read about the different things you can do to prevent or treat those diseases. So it's really a great resource. And it's, you know, it's written for the layperson, but the layperson who wants to know a little bit more about how things work. So it's a great resource.
Dr. Rohrer, can you take a quick question?
Sure.
Robert from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Dr. Rohrer. Do I have the wrong button pushed here? Robert?
Pardon me?
Yep, go ahead.
My question is, I heard you talking about fish oil. And I wonder what your feelings about cannabis oil would be.
Thanks.
Yes, well, yeah, that's a great question, Robert, because cannabis used to be in the pharmacopoeia, you know, as a drug that doctors used to use before before the Marijuana Tax Act.
Right. They didn't even know that marijuana was cannabis, I think, when the law was passed, people voting on it.
That's right. So cannabis has got a lot of medicinal properties. And, of course, you can see what's happening across the U.S. Medical cannabis is being legalized and recreational cannabis is being legalized. That's great.
Yeah, I've heard people say that they didn't think that cannabis had any medicinal value. And I think it's interesting how somebody who has, you know, no training whatsoever as a physician can come to a conclusion like this. It's interesting what democracy has done to people's opinions, as though yours matters. But it does here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hey! This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number to call in is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We have Dr. Ruark. And Dr. Ruart is a longtime medical researcher who has written a book about exposing the FDA called Death by Regulation. And I think it's very timely considering the Right to Try movement and the successes and failures it's had recently. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl. And this November, I will be running the world's biggest, most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon. I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since being founded in 1992, they've helped 200 people who have been wrongly convicted get freed. Some of those people, unfortunately, wound up, you know, taking pleas for crimes they knew they did not commit. But thanks to uncovering DNA evidence, the Innocence Project is helping get people exonerated, again, for crimes they did not commit. And with your help, they can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As a part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. I've already got the travel, the lodging, all of that covered. But to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. I've secured some matching funds, and right now I still have about $1,100 that can be covered by matching funds. So if you want to double your donation, go to run.freetalklive.com sooner rather than later. Run.freetalklive.com, and all of the money that gets raised through run.freetalklive.com goes directly to the Innocence Project. The system is set up to where when you donate, you cover those credit card fees so that none of that comes out of what goes to the Innocence Project.
And your story is quite a change. I mean, I don't know how many years ago it was, but it wasn't too long, too far in the
3 years ago.
Distant past that you were a big doughy mess.
Yes.
And now you are a marathon running madman. And I got to say, I'm inspired enough to give some of those matching funds. And
yes,
I sincerely hope that you can reach your numbers and benefit the Innocence Project in the process.
Yes.
I think that that's just a double benefit.
I know that I will wind up being able to reach the goal. I just want to reach it sooner rather than later.
So you don't have to think about it.
Right. And I've heard from other people that have done the charity runs before, to where they say, yeah, raising funds is a full-time job.
Run.freetalklive.com. Make it so it's not Daryl's full-time job. So, bringing back, because I'm not going to stand for that. Bringing back Dr. Ruart. Johnny Ray, you had some particular questions about, I don't know, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Ruart, as a as an ethicist, have you been following this character, Josiah Zahner, the biohacker? Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't. No, enlighten me.
Okay, well, I'll do the best I can. He's a biohacker. He runs a company called The Odin. One of the things they do is they sell people kits to engineer yeast with a jellyfish protein to make the yeast to make beer that glows in the dark. He used CRISPR to he injected himself with something that he made with CRISPR.
This has nothing to do with glow in the dark beer, right?
Right.
Okay.
Maybe he did inject himself with glow in the dark beer.
Well, I'll ingest it just to give it a shot. But
I think it has to do with glow in the dark beer, in that the means are kind of the same, using altering the DNA of himself in this case. He injected himself with something to make himself ripped. Give himself big muscles.
That work?
I don't think that it did, and okay. I think it rarely does.
All right.
He gave himself a fecal transplant.
This sounds awful. Go ahead.
And so I personally, I'm a kind of a crazy black flag anarchist, and I just like for people to be totally free. I think that
somebody giving themselves a fecal transplant sounds free.
I think that I don't think that God gave us a world that I don't think he gave us the ability to destroy it with biohacking and so forth. So he's kind of butting heads. Like the FDA had a problem with his his glow in the dark beer because they said it was a food coloring.
Hear about this. I just didn't recognize the name.
Yeah. Does this kind of activity worry you? Are we going to create something that could destroy the world?
Glow in the dark trees on the side of the road. What if it gets loose?
Well, actually, I don't think it's probably as much of an issue right now as we might think. But it's always, I mean, let's face it, it's not because of the interdependence of our society. It's actually not hard for someone to get in there and screw things up as it would have been, say, a couple hundred years ago. And that's the price we pay for interdependence, you know. And I don't see this as a big issue for someone going out and changing us all genetically in the near future. But, you know, it could happen down the road, of course.
Yeah, it's these are questions that people are asking all the time, is what are humans going to do when they have these abilities? And I don't think there's anything that could stop it if they have that ability.
No, there isn't. I mean, it'll go underground if they try to stop it.
If the FDA tries to stop these sorts of things, you can always move your lab to St. Kitts or something.
Well, and actually that's what has happened with advanced stem cell research. You know, we had some very good research going on here. There was a doctor in Colorado who was taking stem cells out of people and multiplying them and then putting them back in to help them with mostly with orthopedic type problems. And he was very successful.
Is that bones? Bones,
yes.
Or feet?
I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. I need to make sure I'm using things that, you know, terms that everyone will understand. But what happened is the FDA said if you take those stem cells out of the body and grow them in a test tube for a week so that there's enough of them to really do the job, then they're drugs. Mm. They're manipulated. Therefore, they're drugs. So basically, they moved it all offshore so that they could continue to give their patients what they really needed. And this was a big court battle, actually, and the FDA won. And, of course, the FDA always has an edge in such battles because what it does, if it gets a verdict it doesn't like, it just keeps appealing until it finally does get the verdict it liked. And that's what happened with – that's why Right to Try is going on, because the cancer patients sued the FDA because they wanted to be able to take drugs that had not been fully developed yet because, you know, terminally ill patients don't have long. And so – they said that, the Constitution protects the right to do that. And the courts at first agreed with them, but the FDA asked the courts to reconsider. And they did. And then they said that we
Oh, yeah, you're right.
safe our lives with non-approved drugs. And basically, the Right to Try movement is doing state by state what these cancer patients were trying to do. And then it ended up in Congress, which is a great, great thing. But the problem with Right to Try is it requires the drug manufacturer to stay in FDA's good graces. And of course, as soon as they start negotiating directly with patients, it's likely that at least some FDA examiners will be very upset with that. Dragging their feet and punishing the companies for doing that, so it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to make the bureaucrats mad. They have a thousand ways to kill off your product slowly without anyone ever really knowing. That's the nature of bureaucrats. I'm curious, if you take something natural and modify it for over a period of time, I mean, is then sauerkraut and kimchi, are these things drugs?
No, you can modify it. You just can't make health claims.
Oh, I see. You can modify it, but not make health claims.
That's right.
It's deathbyregulation.us. Is that correct, Dr. Rohrt?
That's right. That's right. If your listeners want to take advantage of the $60 worth of free gifts that come with buying the book, they can go to...
Can you describe some of those to me real quick?
Sure. Well, some of them are a free copy of the digital version of Healing Our World,
okay.
A $5 discount on my anything on my website, and $5 off Free to Choose Medicine, which the Heartland Institute just put out for the third edition. And I encourage your listeners to get that, because it's actually a more conservative approach to reforming the FDA than I propose in my book. So the good news is my book is making Free to Choose Medicine look conservative, and hopefully will make it be accepted by Congress. And if it is, I think it will be a better program than Right to Try.
And I'm on the website right now. There's also a complimentary copy of one of my favorite libertarian fiction books, The Adventures of Jonathan Gullible.
Yes, yes.
I love that book.
Oh, yes. And I've included all of the illustrations that don't normally come in the commentary edition, which is what, you know, your listeners will get. So, you know, that's a very wonderful thing, too. And there's a $10 off coupon for life extension products.
I'm curious about that, too. Dr. Rohrt, normally we wouldn't hold you over the through the top of the hour, but I do have a question from a listener. Can you hold?
Sure.
That's kind of you. The numbers.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.